Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're going to hear some awesome interview with Zach Ertz. He is a tight end with the Philadelphia Eagles, a bold Christian man, unashamed of his faith, and it's such a powerful, powerful thing. But first, I want you to take a look at his wife. He's going to be talking about his wife. His wife is Julie Ertz, and she actually is a winner in regards to soccer.
Yes, soccer player.
The championships. You have two winners in the family.
Two athletes.
That's totally amazing. As a matter of fact, this is him winning the Super Bowl, and he gives his wife a kiss, Julie and him. As you can see them right here. It's just an amazing moment of celebration that's taken place. And, of course, this is her when she's won her off of her soccer championship right there. You see her. She's a beautiful lady. But I want you to hear this awesome heart of this particular player that has just really stood out in a powerful way. And he just melted my heart in his love and his boldness for God. His name is Zach. He's a tight end for Philadelphia Eagles. And this is the question that he's being asked. The reporter's asking him, how important is it to you to use your position in football to glorify God? Let's see what he had to say.
I mean, it's huge. Our number one goal on this earth is to make disciples. That's the only job that we are pretty much, we want to do. So faith in football this Sunday is huge. This is a platform that we have to draw people to the Word, to Jesus. It's something that we don't take for granted by any means. It's obviously responsibility, but we love that. We want to draw people to Christ. The football Sunday thing is going to be great for the world, hopefully. It's fun.
And this is a question we have for you. How about your position? How are you using your position to glorify God? Comment below, let us know, email us. We want to understand that's how Zach's using his, you know, but how are you using your position to be able to glorify God? So another question they asked Zach I thought was pretty interesting is, you know, when did Jesus become real to you? Let's see what he had to say.
I always knew Jesus. I always knew who he was, but I didn't have the relationship like I do now. It was kind of last year. I was going through some things during the season. I would always be really high if I had a great game, and really low if we lost and I had a bad game. Whereas I would see guys in the locker room like Carson, Trey Burton, Jordan Hicks, Jordan Matthews when he was on the team, that would always remain even keeled. And I was pretty much envious of them. So they kind of continued to push me in ways to grow in my faith. I got baptized this past offseason in California before my wedding. With our pastor that did the wedding. So last March is when I truly dedicated my life, and it was the best thing that ever happened.
Isn't that so powerful? It's just such a bold testimony, you know. There's one question we have for you, that John and I have for you, is when did Jesus become real to you? Mm. I mean, let us know, email us, comment below. We want to know. You know, he knew about Jesus, but it wasn't until he saw an authentic relationship with someone had a relationship with Jesus, going through ups and downs, and they stayed even. So one of your most powerful testimonies is just to stay calm, understanding that if you're a Christian, who actually controls the universe and who has you in the palm of his hand.
No need to panic.
And it separates religion from relationship.
That's right.
You know, when you think about that. So let us know, when did Jesus become real to you? This is the next question that the reporter asked him. You know, now that you have your faith in the locker room, how has that basically translated to your home with your wife, also you both of you guys being a champion, she's a champion in soccer, and how are you both able to grow together with Christ now? Let's listen to his answer.
Yeah, I mean, being the head of the household, the foundation of our marriage is built on the Word. Anytime you're able to build something with that strong foundation, you're not going to be easily swayed. So that's kind of the thing that we strive for, because the distance that we have to work through is extremely difficult. It could pull you in ways that is extremely tough, or it's extremely strenuous on a relationship. So being able to be rooted in the Word and hold each other accountable to something much bigger than the two of us allows us to have an incredible marriage.
It's so important. You know, there's so many people, John, that have a relationship with the Lord at a building somewhere once a week.
That's right.
You know, and the children or the spouse can't even recognize who that was when they get home, right? And he's talking about, how did this thing translate? You know, you had this great relationship with God in the locker room, but what about at home with your wife? And so the question is, right?
That's right. Like, it has to be real.
Yeah,
be real. It has to be real. It has to be authentic. And how does this thing relate? Is it truly living out the Word of God at home, and, you know, when no one's looking, when the camera's not on, when you're not with your fellow friends?
You know, in church, it's not about going to church. It's about being the church.
That's
if somebody
right.
says, well, I can't believe that's going to be on Sunday. Well, if you're using that to glorify God, that's an amazing thing that's taking place right there. So I want to ask you the question, how are you translating your faith from, you know, on Sundays, maybe where you gather together with other believers? How do you carry your faith with God out of that place into your home? You know, maybe into your workplace. Does your neighborhood, if the police came to your neighborhood and they were going to arrest you, you know, for being a Christian, if they interviewed your neighbors, would they find enough evidence and people that could witness that
That's
you
right.
actually are a believer? You know, some people, even in your own family, do they even know? They said, that's something I keep to myself. And Jesus says, if you keep me to yourself and don't share it, then I'll keep you to myself when you stand before the Father, right?
That's right.
So it's about publicly acknowledging him. So it's a powerful thing. Let us know. Comment below. Write to us. Email us. Let us know. This is the next question that he was asked. I think so powerful. And his boldness is for the Lord.
It's refreshing. It's like, you know, most people, when they get to this stage, it's like they want to, you know, hide and shrink back. But he's like, listen, I don't even care. I'm here because of Jesus. And he's happy to share it. I think it's great.
Yeah, and it's he had the same testimony before this happened.
Yeah, before he won.
We had him on VFN TV. So this is the next question the reporter's asking him, and maybe you wanted to ask him too. It's like, you know, this has been a crazy Super Bowl week, right? It's all been crazy all over the place. How have you been able to be consistent through all this with your faith? Check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think the seeds were sown a long time ago. I was able to prepare myself for this week because I've been in the Word throughout the past year, growing in my faith. Obviously, having teammates to push me each and every day is a huge reason I'm able to be accountable to them, and they're able to be accountable to me, too. We're never going to let each other slip. And that's why I love being on this team and being around those guys.
That's so powerful. You're seeing this. How are you stable in your faith? How are you, you know, this guy, he's got a public stage and he's standing, you know, to be stable before God. How about, are you like that in the workplace? Because he's not somebody that has any guile. He just kind of just says it like it is. He's not trying to put any pretension. He says, I need accountability in my life. But it's just such a powerful testimony. Wow. Let us know, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, comment below and let us know. You know, write to us, email us. Let us know about how your thoughts are towards this bold stand and your bold stand and what you're taking. But this is an amazing thing when you look at Philadelphia Eagles and their stand and their boldness for God, right?
Yes.
Giving God all the glory.
It's amazing, you know, from the head coach down to...
I think it was it Robinson?
Peterson. Peterson.
Peterson was his coach.
Peterson, then Nick Foles, the QB. And now you hear Zach, and just to hear the humility, the dependency upon the Lord, and they were, you know, they made sure they gave all glory to the Lord. I mean, it was one of the first things they all, you know, communicated.
And their testimony, which you saw that, we probably saw that on our program before in regards to we had them, their testimony before the game.
Yeah.
And it stayed consistent after the game.
Well, it's the year of the eagle. I mean,
it truly, if you missed that program, it is definitely the year of the eagle. God is loosening these eagles. It's important to understand why. Because, you know, things are about to start shaking and quaking, but God's people are going to be safe in that if we listen to the voice of the Lord and what's taking place.
That's right.
It's so important to do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.